Welcome to the My Canine Coach podcast, a show that coaches dog owners on how to achieve their ideal lifestyle with and for their dogs. You'll hear from Canine Coach Dana as she breaks down actionable dog training protocols, explores current dog training trends, and shares insights from her own experiences owning and working with dogs. Now, here's your host, Canine Coach Dana. Hey, welcome back to another episode of the My Canine Coach podcast. I'm your host, Canine Coach Dana, and I'm joined by my sometimes silent co-host, Loki, who's my Bohemian Shepherd. For this episode, we're tackling potty training. This topic has to be one of my top three requests from clients when they reach out and ask for help. So many of you are at a loss of where to begin when it comes to potty training, or where to even go once you've started and you're not really seeing the progress that you expect. If you're feeling the same way, you're not alone. This is a really common area of training that people feel they should just be able to do because it seems like something that should be simple and a really straightforward process. But when it proves to be challenging and they don't know what to do, well, that's where I come in. So if you're struggling with potty training right now, lots of people struggle with it. It can be really tricky. And the reason why I think it is so tricky is because it's a topic that any Google search will give you like 500,000 different opinions and methods on what to do. So what we're going to do today in this episode is demystify some of that advice that you've seen about potty training so that I can get you on the right track to a mess-free house as soon as possible. Now, I have a kind of a gripe with calling potty training training because you're not really so much training your dog or your puppy, for that matter, to not go potty in the house. That's actually not what potty training is. The way I want you to think about potty training is like building a new habit. When you get your puppy and bring them home for the first time, they have no idea where the toilet is, basically. A young puppy of 8 to 12 weeks old is simply going to go whenever they get the urge to go. So that's really normal in their world as a basic animal. If you gotta go, you scope out somewhere nearby, you do your thing, and then you resume living as you were. So when we're potty training, all we're focusing on doing is instilling a habit in our dogs that they go potty outside. We want to build that habit to the point where if we could ask the dog if they wanted to go potty in the house, they'd look confused at us because in their mind, there is no other place that they would ever consider going except outside. This habit is formed when your puppy primarily goes potty outside versus inside. So think of it like a scoreboard with a score tracker for outside and a score tracker for inside. Every time your puppy goes potty outside, that team earns a point. Every time your puppy goes potty inside, the inside team earns a point. Ultimately, you want to demolish the inside team so that the fans basically leave the stadium because that game is so one-sided. That's how you build this habit of going potty outside and not having accidents in your house. And now I don't want you to get worried that if you don't absolutely, utterly demolish the inside the house accidents team, you're not going to potty train your dog. What I often tell my owners is so long as most of your points are going to team outside, you're on the right track to a potty trained dog. It is impossible to avoid any and all accidents in your house. Each time that I have raised a puppy, Loki and Coda, I was cleaning up pee and poop in my house. Well, I was in an apartment, in my apartment. It's going to happen because we're not perfect and we're not going to catch every single time our puppy squats down to go potty. So forgive yourself when it happens and forgive your puppy because all that means is that the habit really hasn't formed yet, because that's something that takes time and lots of points on that scoreboard for team outside for that habit to really start to solidify and become the primary choice that your puppy makes to go to the bathroom. So now that you have a clear understanding of what you're working to achieve through potty training, building up that habit, let's talk about some cheat codes and game rules that will lead us to victory here. And I'm sorry that the analogy keeps going, but it's just too easy to not play up. All of the puns here are certainly intended. Hopefully it sticks in your mind this way if I keep pushing this analogy on you. All right, so rule number one, don't use pee pads when at all possible. Teaching your puppy to go on a pad just turns our game from a 1v1 game to a three-player game. It's really hard to teach the habit of going potty outside if there's a third player involved that allows going potty on pads. In that scenario, instead of there being only one option that you want your puppy to choose, only one habit that you're trying to build, there's actually two. And because dogs are creatures of convenience, they're more likely to throw points on the board for the team potty pads than team outside, because it's faster and easier to just go on a pad than go through the whole process of getting yourself, if you're the puppy, outside to go to the bathroom. So in this case, what you're actually doing is inviting an opponent into the game that's working against your puppy going potty outside only moving forward. A second negative that can arise if you go the route of trying to train your puppy to go potty on pee pads or to use pee pads while you're training your puppy to go potty outside is that dogs often start going potty on carpets or bedding. Why this happens is because dogs learn to go potty on surfaces that they're familiar with. Their paw pads help them feel the ground beneath them, and they remember what that texture feels like where they've gone potty before. This is why I recommend teaching your puppy to go potty on the grass. It's a very unique texture that isn't often found inside someone's house. So the contrast really stands out to help your puppy differentiate between going potty in the house versus going potty outside. Pee pads, unfortunately, feel cushiony and soft because they're supposed to be absorbent. That texture, though, feels very similar on a dog's pads to carpet and bedding. Again, we're talking about creatures of habit here, so whatever they're used to going potty on, they'll seek out or choose in the future once that habit is forming. So my recommendation is always to avoid the pee pads if you can. Now, if you live on like the 21st floor of an apartment, then we're probably going to go a different route. We might use pee pads. Most of the time, I recommend artificial grass. That's typically the way to go there. That way we can avoid the texture of the pee pads. We can avoid any accidents on carpet or bedding. But if you can, avoid the pee pads. That's the best route to go if you're trying to train your puppy to go potty outside and only outside. Now let's go back a second to a point that I made about puppies doing what's natural, aka remember when I said that they just go when they have the urge to and then they move on, right? This is really normal to them. It is not normal for them to hold it, especially for puppies. So we really need to pay attention to them. The number one piece of advice that I tell owners who are potty training is to have your puppy wear a leash inside the house at all times, except when they're in their crate, and to get yourself a few gates to limit their wandering throughout your house. When you're potty training, it's your job to rack up as many points as possible for team outside, which means it's your job to take your puppy out often and to watch them at all times when they're free inside your house. Your puppy is just going to go wherever it feels right to go. The more they go inside, the stronger that habit is becoming. So having gates prevents your puppy from wandering off and out of sight, having those accidents when you're not aware of them. And actually, it has an added benefit of preventing your puppy from getting into things that they shouldn't be. Keeping your puppy on leash means that you're 6 feet closer to them than without the leash. So if you see your puppy sneaking off, are doing circles or looking like they're about to go, you can get to them much faster, scoop them up, and bring them outside to wherever it is that you've been taking them to go out. So that's my rule number two for you, or hack number two. Get a leash on your puppy at all times and put up some gates so you can be successful at getting them out to go potty and avoiding as many accidents inside as possible. My third rule for you is to think out and stick to a schedule. Like I've said probably like five times now, dogs are creatures of habit. That's why we can build this habit of going potty outside in the first place. If you stick to a general schedule, you'll start to teach your puppy to expect times when they will need to hold it. And your puppy will also expect times when they are probably or most likely going to be taken somewhere so that they can go relieve themselves. It feels like I just potty trained Loki because he's only two. Really, that was a long time ago, but it's a lot of work. So it feels like it was a lot more recent than it was. But when we were potty training Loki, we kept him on a daily eating, sleeping, and potty schedule, especially for that first month. We were really strict about this for that first month so that we could get crate training and potty training as solidified as possible and as quickly as possible. Keeping him on a tight schedule like that meant that he was eating at the same time every single day. Why that helped us with potty training was because if he was eating at the same time every day, it meant that he was going to be going to the bathroom at the same-ish times every day. His digestive system would need to empty out around the same time every day. So that helped us predict when he needed to go, and so we could take him out at those times, and most often when we did, he would go. Sleeping at set times also meant that he wasn't going potty during specific hours during the day. That gave us a break, so we didn't have to watch him or entertain him or, you know, pay attention to him at all times. But also he started to learn that he needed to hold it, and he also was getting appropriate rest because puppies need about 16 to 20 hours of sleep per day to support their rapid growth and development. So we were actually starting to build in that skill of, hey, you need to hold it sometimes. You can't just always go whenever you get the urge to. And then outside of those two times, we stuck to a general potty training schedule of going every few hours to make sure that he was going outside as often as possible and we were avoiding as many accidents in the house as we could. We also made sure that he got one last potty before putting him down for bedtime, and we set alarms in the middle of the night to take Loki out because he was not able to hold it all night. And thinking about it now, I'm reminded of how exhausted I was. I'm not going to sugarcoat that. Like, potty training and crate training at the same time are very tiring. But I mean, if you're doing that right now, then you already know that. I don't have to tell you that. And as you're listening to this, if you're thinking to yourself, wow, a schedule sounds really nice, but I would have no idea how to plan out a schedule or an appropriate schedule for my puppy, I do have a free potty training schedule that I made that is linked as a resource on my website, mycaninecoach.com. That's linked in the show notes. You can go grab the link down there. It's a mock schedule that follows very closely to the same schedule that I use to potty train Loki. It also has a math equation that helps you calculate how long your puppy can physically hold its potty before its body is just going to expel it. So that way you know how frequently you should be taking your puppy out. And that is determined based on their age. So however big your puppy is basically determines how long their digestive system and waste system can actually hold in the waste before it's just got to go, all right, we're getting rid of this. So that equation's in there to help you figure out how frequently you actually should be taking your puppy out. It most likely doesn't have to go out every hour on the hour. That's a bit excessive. You can have some more wiggle and buffer room with that schedule. Like I said, that's linked on my website, so you can go download that at any time. That way we can move you on to the promised land of no accidents inside your house as quickly as possible. I'll post the link to that also in the Facebook group, so you can go find it there as well. But those are my top three potty training rules to make this process go as smoothly as possible. In recap, what you want to do is avoid pee pads if you can. If you're in a situation where it just takes you too long to go from wherever you live to outside, then I would recommend using something like artificial turf. Rule number two, use a leash and gates at all times. And rule number three, plan and stick to a schedule as best as you can. I do have more potty training guidance for you all. If you liked this episode and you want to hear the rest of what I coach my clients on, maybe I'll do a part two in the future. If you guys want that, let me know and I'll record it and put it out there. If you're working through potty training right now, you got this. It doesn't last forever. I promise you're going to get your sleep back and your house is going to be clean, at least from potty accidents. No promises on mud or dirt or hair. I mean, you do have a dog, but you will get through this. This episode should give you the guidance that you need to start making more progress on that front. If you could do me a solid after you've listened to this and you've gotten to this point, please post this episode to your story. It's you guys who help my show grow, and I'm so grateful for every single one of you who listen in. I'm trying to get us to that 2,000 download mark since we hit the 1,000 download mark, and it's your shares of the podcast that get us closer and closer to that number. If you'd like to get in touch with me about training or to give feedback or ask a question, the best way to do that is by visiting my website, mycaninecoach.com, and there you can request a consultation and we'll chat over the phone, or you can email me at caninecoachdana@gmail.com. Both of those are listed in the show notes for you. I'll get back to your email as soon as I can. You can also join that Facebook group that I mentioned. If you're looking to connect with other cool dog people or you want to crowdsource information about dogs, the link to that is also down in the show notes. Another way to have a direct connection to me is by subscribing to my email list via my website. You can get updates on all things Canine Coach, get training tips, alerts when episodes like these drop. And for my email list people, I send out a newsletter in the middle of each month that recaps all the major points of that month's podcast episode. So after you listen, you don't have to go back and re-listen to the full episode to get all those highlights. So if you want that, jump on those emails, sign up and subscribe to my email list. But most importantly, please like and write a review to help my show grow. That's it for this episode. I'll see you next time. Loki and I are going to go do some cool dog stuff.